How many children did you and Wendland have? Can you name them, starting with the oldest one?
We had 11 children. Mary Kay, she was born in June the 23rd in 1947. Verna, March the 7th in 49. Joe, May the 3rd. Was it 5th? May 5th in 50. Teresa, October the 7th in 52. Josephine, January the 5th in 55. Elizabeth in August 1st in 57. Danita, June the 21st in 59. Danita, Diane, January 4th in 61. Leonard, July 29th in 62. Gerald, February the 23rd, 22nd, George Washington's birthday, in 67.
Wow. You didn't have any spare time, did you?
Well, that's why I say forgot the years.
Yeah. Do you know, I don't think we've recorded when you and Wendland were married.
September 16th in 46.
In 1946. And you were married in St. Michael's Church.
St. Michael's Church.
And when did you move to Linton then? You stayed on, you had a farm out there.
We moved to Linton in, what year was it? It's 10 years now. That we moved in 40. We were married 40 years when we moved in here. And now we're married 50.
Mm-hmm.
We moved in 86.
Mm-hmm. Were there any special members in your family that you particularly looked up to, that you wanted to be like?
Oh, you mean like our aunts and uncles mm-hmm. or something? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. we had quite a
few. Did you have good family models?
Yeah, we looked up a lot on, like, my uncles, the matrons. I really thought we could live like them. Mm-hmm. Learned a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Respected them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Wendland had some, too, that he looked up on.
Mm-hmm. Is there some things now that we need to go back to and that you'd like to say some things about? I know there was one question that came up on about schools that I'd like to ask. How far did you have to go to school?
A half a mile.
So did you walk or?
We walked all the time.
Mm-hmm. Even when it was cold and snowy?
Well, when it was cold, our neighbors would drive and we'd just jump on a sled and take a ride with.
Apparently they had farther to school than came by your place.
Yeah, they had to go by our place.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you the question again. Are there some things that we've maybe missed that you would like to talk about?
Well, we mentioned this YCL. It was Young Citizens League, and that was started in our school. I think it was really helpful, and we had it every Friday afternoon. But once a month, we had election. Then we got new members in,
mm-hmm.
like a president, a secretary, and treasurer.
So somebody who was president one month, there would be another person that would in mm-hmm. the school that would be president
the next month. This way they all got a chance to see what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we learned a lot by it because we always had a program when we had YCL meeting. We always had to think of something, we had songs or a little play that we had to put on. And I think it was really useful for the kids to do something like that.
Must have had a business meeting too then. Huh?
Well, yeah, we had the business meeting too.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a lot of committees on. Like for working, we had a cleanup committee and a lunch committee, outdoor committee. kind of...
Suppose you had secretary and treasurer?
Well, that went with the, yeah, president, secretary, and treasurer, vice president.
Mm-hmm. So everybody was learning certain leadership skills.
Mm-hmm.
Did you just have it in your local school, or did you go to other schools?
Well, we had it in our school, but then we invite, see, when, after we had a two-room school, we invited the little school to come over to participate with us during the meeting,
mm-hmm.
and with the program, if we had a little act or sing songs. And then they would do the same thing. If they had something, then they invite us over. Not every time, but, you know, maybe 3 times a year.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you have county meetings with the YCL? Or
well, we had a YCL convention that was in the spring, where all the schools got together then. And they all had to do something. And some put on songs and plays, and it took a couple hours in the afternoon until it was all over.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually our county, like our superintendent, would have something to say with all the schools, and then our teachers would probably introduce their schools. It was kind of interesting.
I bet it was.
Mm-hmm.
You got a chance to meet other
mm-hmm. other schools, mm-hmm. other
mm-hmm.
kids.
Mm-hmm. Now, some of the following questions are specifically related to things that the women would probably be involved in. Was there anyone in your family who had a talent for sewing, basket weaving, textiles, or bobbin lace, or any of those?
Yeah.
And paper cutouts, and I can't say the name in German, but it's there.
My aunt, that aunt that I worked with, she taught us how to crochet. My mom didn't know how to crochet, but she sewed. But my mom couldn't read, so she sewed patterns by heart. She mm-hmm. sewed a lot of our dresses. I don't know how she made it, but she did it. They made a cut out piece of papers. They made their own patterns.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then they would sew. They sewed all the bedding and,
mm-hmm.
and did a lot of sewing.
Did your sisters do their own clothes too, and did you?
We didn't sew very much. Mm-hmm. We were, no, not really.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a sewing machine?
Yeah, we had a sewing machine. Mm-hmm.
So you did mending and...
My mom did the sewing.
Did you, do you remember reusing old clothes?
Yeah, kind of, sometimes, like if it was a lot of material in a clothes, she would probably make something out of it.
Mm-hmm. Did your mother quilt? Did you make any quilts?
Nope, that's one thing she didn't do. Mm-hmm. She made like the, what would you call the covers to put over quilts, like they put flannel, they make flannel covers mm-hmm. to put over the quilts for winter time, and then in the summertime they were made of cotton.
Mm-hmm. Did you have feather quilts?
Yeah, mm-hmm. we had feather ticks, yeah, feather ticks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then later we just had quilts,
mm-hmm.
blankets. But we never made them ourselves.
Do you remember getting the Dakota Farmer from Aberdeen, South Dakota?
Oh yes, that was really something.
Did you
to look forward for? The quilt, the patterns in there,
uh-huh.
the recipes,
uh-huh.
and the lazy farmer. You always have a writing in there.
Oh, yes.
Did you read it too?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then there were news, like a lot of times from the missing people. You'd go down, there was a page always in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a page with what they were asking for, like some were calling for this certain dishes or a pattern that was kind of hard to get.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then some people would send it in if they would have it.
Mm-hmm.
It would probably reward them a little bit for it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really interesting.
Now, is there something that we've missed that you can think of that you'd like to share?
Not really. We covered that quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Thanks so much, Katie. And Wendlin. He's here to to keep us on the straight and narrow. So.
You mean that's all already?
That's it.